blind your eyes, steal your tongue, take it when you're over.
Welcome back, laddies, to the Barely Watchable podcast.
This is the second
Leprechaun movie. Happy St. Patrick's Day for whenever you're listening to this. Leprechaun 4 in space. So we actually, usually we jump around with the sequels, but this time we went in order. Next time I might have to go to like the 6 or 2.
What did we do? What was the other one we did? Did we just do regular?
We did Leprechaun 2. 3. That's what I'm saying. We went
the
in order
in,
here.
Vegas.
Yeah.
And then is it, which one is the hood one?
That's 5 and 6.
5 and 6, okay.
Yeah.
There's two of them in the hood?
Yeah, they go back to the hood.
Okay. All right. Let's do our shot that we can get rocking here. And what you have something special here today, Marty.
Yeah,
what do we have here?
It's green Shillelagh Shooters.
All right.
Pros.
Is that just a vodka Sprite?
With a little cream de menthe to add a green coloring.
It didn't taste like alcohol at all. Tastes like that DNA liquid that they drink in this movie.
Barely Watchable podcast. Welcome back. Yeah, this movie, it's Leprechaun 4, :, in space. This was basically, I think the premise of this movie was, how much can we rip off the Alien franchise without getting sued? And then this is what the result of that was.
This was, but they're not the only ones. Like, you know, you had Jason X. You know, we have, this is kind of a thing. Like, when you get out of, you find that you lose all other ideas, you just have an episode in space. Like, that's just like, it's like the go-to automatically, right?
So, well, what year was Aliens?
1984, was it? Does that sound right?
Star Wars like was like 79, 80-ish, 81. Okay. Yeah, I mean, both movies, actually, they ripped off Star Wars, too, at the whole beginning, and the Princess Leia kind of, like, look and costume.
Well, the very first two scenes when they showed, like, those meteors going through the space and then, like, the spaceship itself, it looked like, you know, when you used to make those little things in school when they had your hanging on, like, strings. What are those called? Those, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
When you put them on, like, a clothes hanger and you have all the different things hanging off of it, there's, like, a name for that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it looked like. It was like they had styrofoam things. No, there's whatever.
It felt
our audience knows.
It felt like the CGI in this movie. It was like straight out of like a 1980s video game, like a Sega Genesis video game. But to me, it was like, oh, this looks like the director producers like handed the CGI part to like the local community college, and we're like, if you need like a credit for this class, like all we need to do is just put in a few sci-fi scenes and.
You know what was actually good is that all the weapons look pretty legit. Like the weapons and even like the, like when you're walking through the spaceships, like the inside of the areas, they don't look bad. Like that stuff looks pretty good. The makeup, all that stuff looks pretty good. But the, anything else, and you can see when the green screens are on, you know, it's awful.
Well, I mean, there's at the end of this movie, there's a scene where the leprechaun gets, you know, like an alien gets sent to space and it blows up, but the scene where he blows up, like when the explosion happens, you could see they just blew up like a stuffed animal in a warehouse. Like it went from in space to like you're saying the green screen, like with the explosion, you could see like the back of the
shed. And there's a couple, so, he exploded a couple times in this movie too.
Three times I wrote down. yeah, and all three times he just comes back. And let's just talk about, I mean, this whole, he's like got these magical skills, correct?
But he doesn't use them at all this whole movie.
Well, he does, but
barely.
But he still uses like guns and things, which always cracked me because he's in a gun battle, and you can like take a handcuffs and handcuff somebody. You can like blow stuff up, and he can do all of that. Then why even go through all of the bullshit?
He's knifing people. He's messing with knives. You know, it's not. It's like,
you can basically make him all disappear, take the gold, your ship, and leave. I don't understand why he's going through.
And whatever happened, I thought there was something to do with wishes.
That was the Wishmaster.
That's not him. He never does wishes at all.
Different franchise.
Doesn't he do wishes and stuff too? No,
I don't think
that
so.
That was the Wishmaster.
I swore in the first Leprechaun he had gotten some wishes, and nope, I guess it was the Wishmaster.
Well, I mean, like people in like the other, in the Vegas one, like people were wishing for shit, and then he was just kind of like, cause, you know, when you see a Leprechaun, you make a wish or try to steal his pot of gold. But this one was more like he wasn't even a Leprechaun; he was an alien.
Yeah.
In fact, I don't think they like ever once call him a Leprechaun. They call him like a monster and shit.
And how did he get to space?
Well, that's the best part of this movie is there's no explanation on how the Leprechaun went from Vegas to space. Like, there's no. Even in Star Wars when they have like the, what was that called in the beginning?
Yeah.
This
is what happened. Yeah. All of a sudden he's just, takes over a planet.
It's like 200, 300 years in the future. And yeah, the funny thing is in this movie, I wrote this down. He's an eco-terrorist. Like he's destroying these mining companies
For gold, obviously, right?
Yeah. Because all of these mines or whatever are supposed to have gold.
Is gold like in the future still worth a lot? Because I'm trying to think, even the princess, why did the princess need gold? Doesn't she run a whole fucking planet? Like, what does she need gold for?
Gold, they show like fucking opals and diamonds and things like that. It was like a tray full of like stones.
Was he blowing up the mine so no one else can get gold, or that so he could steal it? And then
I was under the impression he was just taking all the gold for himself. He's a gold whore.
Because he not only seems like he wants all the money, but he wants to specifically make sure no one else has money.
Yeah. He's selfish.
Well, he did say in this one part, he said, share. And he's like, share? That word doesn't make any sense, you know? And he goes on to say this whore is going to take him for his money or something. So,
well, we're introduced right away to this ragtag set of, like you mentioned, all Bill Paxton characters from Alien. They're like, every guy is another Bill Paxton.
I think there was like a Martinez or Ramirez in Aliens too. They just
I think there's a Kaminsky too.
It's a Kowalski.
Kowalski. There's always Kowalski. A Kowalski, yeah, in something.
Polak in there. His name was also, by the way, his nickname was Lucky, which he was the first guy killed in this movie. So ironic.
Self-named.
Yeah, the name Lucky.
Well, there's a lot of ironic nicknames. The main Marine was called Books, but he was an idiot. So I was thinking, like, is he
you're just doing the exact opposite?
Yeah, like people call, like big people get called tiny. I was like, is that like is that what they're doing in this movie? Every person's just the opposite of what they are.
Yeah, true, because you're right. Lucky wasn't Lucky.
That black actor. I forgot what Sticks. His name is. Sticks. But
by the way, the same nickname that was the black drummer in Happy Days, the only black person in the show Happy Days.
I forgot that.
And his name was Sticks because he was the drummer.
He plays a woman in a movie like
Juana Man. That's all I could think of.
Is that him?
Yeah. That was Joanna, man.
Oh, man. So, I was just thinking like that would have even been a better movie is like the Leprechaun versus Joanna Man. You know, like that would have been better.
Fast forward to your sequel. Well, I mean, there was a cross dresser in this movie, so I mean they were
hinting on it, right?
Yeah, they're setting it up. Let's talk about.
Wait, hold on. You know, March Madness is coming up. We should do that for our next movie, is Joanna Man, because that movie is fucking terrible.
I think I might like Joanna Man too much to do it.
Really?
Yeah, I love Joanna Man. Yeah.
That's brutal. I mean, no one can figure it out, the guys. All right, anyways, we'll just...
Yeah, like as if... Like, I think like
his
now,
Adam's
like,
apple
if, like,
and his bulge in his pants.
If like Giannis just put on like a wig, essentially. Like no one... Because he's, right, he's like one of the biggest stars in the NBA.
But that actor doesn't age, dude. I mean, he looks good too. He's got to be like in his 50s in this movie or something like that, man.
Can we talk about the relationship between the princess and the leprechaun? Because I didn't understand the dynamic. Like, what's in it both ways? Like, what's in it for the leprechaun marrying the princess and vice versa? Because I want to give my opinion.
Well, she was all about the money.
Yes.
Because her family isn't really rich, or he's giving his money. The king is giving the money away.
But like, if you are the lords of a land, like you can just, it'd be easy to get money, just start taxing them again. Like there's ways to get rich if you're, a prince, princess, king, queen. Like that's like, getting money's not, for her, like that shit's easy. And then for him, like, I want the title of leprechaun. So it's like, well, we'll just snap your motherfucking fingers and make yourself... Have
exactly.
It.
That little motherfucker pisses me off this whole movie.
I was at first like really excited because I thought he was just trying to fuck her. And I'm like, that would make tons of sense. I'm going to get like a midget sex scene here of a leprechaun, you know, banging this girl. It never happens.
I don't think in any of the leprechaun movies he has sex or involved.
It's what they all these movies need. You talk about what character they need. They don't need Juana Man. They need.
I don't think so.
They need him fucking.
No, he's not a horny guy. He's.
I mean, he talks a good game. He's always like.
No, he literally said he goes. I want to. What was the exact line he said? He wants to. It was pretty much. What's that game we play? Something Mary Kill.
Fuck Mary Kill.
He says that pretty much verbatim. He says, where is it? You guys keep on talking while I'm looking for it.
Well, maybe he's like worried about the size of his
manhood.
Piece. Yeah, his manhood.
And what I want is everything. I'll wed her, bed her, and bury her all in the same day. I wonder if her father will pay for the wedding and the funeral.
That's what I'm saying. Wed, bed, and killer, man. I love it. Fuck, marry,
kill. Wed, bed, and bury.
Fuck, marry, kill, man. Right, there.
Pretty much. He invented the game.
But like I said, like, he, once he gets bigger, spoiler, once he gets bigger, he, like, the first thing he does, he checks his package.
Yeah.
And it's like, again, like, just snap your fucking fingers. Like,
you can have a bigger package if you want to.
You can be taller. You can have a big dick. Like,
what did he say something about, like, big is good?
Yeah.
Is that what he said?
Now, I have a question for you two. Feel free, whoever wants to go first. Say the roles were reversed in the sense that the leprechaun's a woman, Lady Lep, as we'll call her. How much would it take to, how much gold would you need, money, to fuck a lady leprechaun?
Not much. I think I was pretty close a couple of St. Paddy's Day ago. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. But
there was no money involved there.
I think she bought me two drinks. No, I mean, it depends.
Shorty's finest.
I mean, I would do it for a mil for sure. That's easy.
Joel grew up at a bar called Shorty's.
Yeah, I know. half the people in there were pretty short.
Well, did he look like him?
Because, yeah, I mean, like, okay, they look like the woman version of him. Yeah, ugly as fuck.
But they got big tits and nice ass.
I mean, because, you know, Bridget the Midget, the one that does porn, she's actually fairly, you know, good looking.
No, this is another ugly, okay. Ugly leprechaun.
Yeah, probably not. Nah, there's no money.
Just with a different hole.
Yeah, did you see those teeth? Well, those motherfuckers on your
That's
balls.
How you know leprechaun is greedy, because, like, you can't give, like, one of those pieces of gold and see the dentist, you know? Like, come on, man. What are you hoarding this gold for if you're not going to a dentist, at least?
Could you imagine if he would have went and saw the dentist from the movie The Dentist that we did?
Well, we know why he goes down eventually and goes to the hood, because he couldn't take over the galaxy, so he's like, fuck it, I guess I'll try the hood.
Yes, aim small, miss small. We really haven't talked about the Marines yet, and my favorite one is the main guy, and I call him Sylvester Stallone Jr. Because, I mean, he does look like Sly.
I wrote that down.
There was, like, several moments in this movie where it felt like he was doing an impression of Sylvester Stallone. Do you think he was told that, or do you think, like, he knows
he looks
like
him? We want you
to
look more like Sylvester Stallone. You're looking a little bit like Peter North right now. I think you should look more like Sly. They all look like, to me, the only good actor was the guy who was the colonel. Or
the sergeant.
The sergeant, who actually is, you know, he was in, what's the great Vietnam War movie where the guy blows?
Full Metal Jacket.
Yeah, Full Metal Jacket. So he was in that movie. He was one of the characters in that.
Funny, in this movie, his name was Sergeant Metalhead.
Look at that.
All comes back.
But
I should have been Sergeant Tranny. Yeah. At the end there with that whole.
Did Stanley Kubrick do Full Metal Jacket? Is that right, Gene? But this is kind of Stanley Kubrick-ish, this movie, isn't it? Kind of.
Not even close. Like Clockwork Orange-ish? No. So I know we can jump to the end, but there's that sergeant when he turns into the female. Yeah. Okay, so I went and took a shit, and I think at one point, maybe I missed that. Why did he turn into a female?
That leprechaun just turned started mind controlling him. Yeah.
Leprechaun is more like, he's more of a shitster than anything.
Yeah,
like, he
shits and giggles.
So he turned him into, but what did he gain out of that? I don't get it.
He wanted him to go take out the other guys. And
yeah,
so he had him take out, but he was just
do his dirty work.
Yeah.
Okay.
While he goes find his gold or whatever.
I just didn't get that part, I guess.
I think we never really see the gold. Was it the gold?
They showed it in the beginning. They showed like a tray of.
But like, it was like diamonds and rubies and stuff.
Is that it?
Yeah. I know. It was just.
This fucking leprechaun's been going around for thousands of years across galaxies. And like, that's all he's accumulated?
Rubies.
Because they shrunk his gold then, too. It's like.
You were talking about the alien ripoff. They even had an alien on that little. Do you see that alien that they showed out that they ended up killing? The actual alien looks just like Alien from Alien.
Oh, you mean you're talking about
when they were on the
Mitten Hand?
No. When we were out on the
The beginning there,
first place.
Okay, you're right.
If you pause it, it looks exactly like the alien from Alien. You know, like they just stole it off completely.
More like the movie Critters.
Check it out again. All right. Yeah.
Well, I'm not fucking checking it out again.
All right. Well, you brought up Mitten Hand. I have a question for you, Marty. Has a mad scientist ever not been a Nazi?
That's what I was going to say, too.
Yeah, I don't know. Can you, his accent, is it really German, though? Because it's like something.
I would have been the first computer with an organic structure.
Something went wrong.
No, Harold, it all went according to plan.
Moron! Look at me!
So the one you want to describe what he looks like, Marty?
Mr. Freeze.
Pretty much has a head and a hand and like a portion of a nipple.
One arm and half a nipple.
You know what he reminded me of is in the original Toy Story when like Sid fucks up with those toys and he like combines. He puts that one doll head on like a robotic
car-ish kind of
car
thing.
Car arms. Yeah. That's what essentially he was. Yeah. The human version of that.
Yeah, that he was actually the best character.
He was the best actor.
You know, like
accent was wild.
I actually liked him and his sidekick. Herbert or what was his name?
Harold.
Harold and him were my favorites.
Harold the pervert.
Yeah, he's always, whether it's a boy or a girl, he was all perved up on books too. He was like ready to rumble with anybody.
So the first part of the movie when he's like telling that one Marine, keep your hands to yourself unless you want. He had a phrase, I forgot, like
cowboy or something.
And he calls him cowboy, and it's like kind of give him the eye. And then he's fucking feeling up the feet of the alien princess who's like, you know.
He was doing a lot more than that,
she's
too.
She's like strapped to the table and getting all goofy.
It's weird. I assume so. This Marine crew is what, like 6-7 people? There's the three doctor scientists, like 10 people on an entire spaceship. Like that shit probably gets lonely. Well, you probably get super horny. Like that guy's been up there for how many years? 10, 20 years.
Now, you know that just from the dance scene in the club.
Well, I was just going to say, Gene, there's 10 people on this whole ship and they have a fucking club. It's like, what? There's
well,
like 10 people there.
You got to dance.
Well,
you got to dance with the two women.
Club. One disco ball and like a table like that for a mixer at like
it looked
kind
of like it looked like kind of like Club Chilson over here down here.
The whole dance scene, of course, we had the awkward white guys dancing, which is,
all by themselves.
Oh my god!
But there's two girls. Tell me these girls haven't been run by the whole ship. Am I right or what?
I'm gonna say no because those three dudes. We're just like, yeah, look at him. Yeah, he's going to get her. So, you know, just sitting here, it's like, well, what the fuck are you three doing, you know, just playing yourselves at this table?
I wrote down specifically, like, no matter what the situation is with numbers, no matter, like, how pent up sexually you are, no guy who dances like that is getting laid.
I doubt it. These girls got the pick of the litter, let me tell you.
The first thing I said was, like, here we go again, horrible white dancing.
So... I've never seen Home Improvement, and after watching this movie, I'm thinking about picking it up. I was all in on the Marine girl.
She's from Home Improvement.
Yeah, that's the original. That's like the
really Taylor sidekick.
You mean Dolores?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's the Tim Allen's coworker, sidekick in Home Improvement. After
Pamela Anderson.
Yeah,
she was the one after Pamela Anderson.
Yeah.
Oh.
Dolores.
And it's funny because the blonde in this movie, Tina, kind of looked a little bit like a cheap Pamela Anderson a little bit. So funny.
Dolores the clitoris. That's what I was calling her all throughout the movie. She was instantly jumping on our buddy. What's his name? The guy who got the shocks. No, the guy who got the shock up his peepee.
Oh, Lucky. Kowalski.
Kowalski. Lucky Kowalski. All over Kowalski, and Kowalski's like, yeah, you want my green snake? You want my snake?
Wait, that was her?
Yeah. That's Dolores.
Oh, okay.
Dolores.
Oh, shit.
What movie are you watching? There's three women total in this movie.
Three? I thought there was only two. Oh, yes, the princess. Yes.
Okay, you're right. I don't know. I just thought maybe it was just some club whore and I was hanging around the club.
Well, the thing is that...
Yeah, nothing to do with the Marines.
So these movies are all PG?
Are you watching Leprechaun? What are you...
These are PG, PG-13 movies, right?
Probably are.
No, these are R.
So why isn't there any nudity?
There is nudity.
Where? When did there was any nudity? Yeah,
did what? Either of you watch this movie?
What?
Did yes, either of you watch this
takes
movie?
Her top off,
yeah, but
princess.
I didn't see. Oh, yeah, that was where the princess was the only one I actually saw.
Yeah, nude. Yeah, because that was a decent shot.
There wasn't enough of nudity in this movie, I'm telling you.
I mean, there was like a nude scene every 2 minutes in Leprechaun 3, so I think they were told to
step back a little bit.
Tone it down a little bit.
Don't down, there's 12-year-old kids watching this movie.
We know Joel Bushman won't have fun, but
he could just rewind 3 forever.
All right, so speaking of like women being kind of skimpy, did the director, what was his name, I wrote down, Brian Trenchard-Smith, know that cold water helps acid burns, or was he just looking for a reason
to take her shirt off? Yes,
not take her shirt off, but to get to get it cold and wet, because there was a moment where she's like, oh, I got like acid all over my tits, and they just immediately start throwing cold water.
And then the shirt comes off kind of like
toilet. Well, you had to take, it started melting, so you had to take the shirt off first, so you had the undershirt, and then
the pants
water,
came off,
of course,
later on in the movie.
Yes.
So did the director know science, or was it just a coincidence?
I think it was no coincidence at all. I don't think it was science.
Wants her shirt off.
Yeah, take your clothes off, lady.
Well, he probably asked her to take her clothes off, and she was, not doing that.
Oh, it's like, part of the scene. It's part of the scene. She's ripping your pants off.
Well, he's give me a wish, Daddy.
He's a very hungry human, half spider, half.
I don't get that. Why did he turn into a spider?
You know that, right?
What?
Because he took a spider and a scorpion and he grounded it up with the DNA liquid in a blender.
So that made him turn it into
a... And then he shot it into a skull, man.
I'm beginning to think you guys were watching Leprechaun 7.
I'm not right about this.
It is, but it's not... Now it's like, oh, now I get it. It's like, I didn't even come to my mind when all of a sudden I looked at it and he was like a fucking spider. And I'm like, why did he turn into a spider? Was he like...
No, this is not a movie you can just turn your head for
four seconds. Yeah, I agree. I must have did that.
I feel like that's half the movies we watch in here. It's like you turn your head and all of a sudden there's a half Spider-Man on the screen. And again,
I thought that actually looked well. Like
it did. It was really cool.
I don't know if that's CGI, but the makeup in that costume is actually almost better than the Leprechauns.
I do appreciate, I'm not going to give him the heart and soul, but I do appreciate his effort, his commitment to research, to science, even turning into a half Scorpion, Spider-Man. He was like, I still got to finish my data collecting. I got so much work to do.
Computer keys. With his claw-like hands.
I got DNA things to work on, whatever he was doing, yeah. I can't imagine a worse way to go than an alien bursting out of my penis.
Did he die, though?
Most definitely. Because everybody in this film has like that classic like shitty horror movie trope where they're like, and then they like
roll over and die, or they have some weird last kind of like just slumped down or whatever.
One of those sounds you make when
And the sergeant's like, Kowalski would have wanted it that way. I'm like, no, he wouldn't have. They didn't want that at all. What are you talking about?
In the beginning when he was pissing on the leprechaun parts when he got blown up the first time. So it wasn't went into his...
Well, you know, Kowalski does this at every kill. Every kill, he goes and pisses on his kills. You know, you can see the other guys, oh, it's Kowalski again, pissing on another leprechaun.
So
Rocky Mountain High, baby. Let it rain.
So basically, the leprechaun, again, he can just do anything he wants. He just fucking magically goes into his penis and decides to get reborn again.
Yeah, I mean, did the boner create?
Yeah, what caused that?
What Gene? Caused him to?
What caused?
I think he was just waiting for the perfect opportunity.
Or was it the blood flow? Like the blood pushing him out? Maybe.
I think like that the lep was just inside of him, and he's like, "Oh fuck! Like this guy's about to."
I was under.
He doesn't want to end up like if she's getting screwed. He doesn't want to end up somewhere else.
Yes.
It could be worse.
Yeah. I was hoping it was Leprechaun.
He's not trying to get you transferred.
All of a sudden, he turns her around. Leprechaun's like, wait a minute, laddie. Hold on now. I've got another idea.
He so sees a little stiffness coming. Uh-oh. I better get out of here.
I don't know where I'm going to end up.
Might be shooting into a toilet
or a sock. Sock in space.
That would have been crazier if he did blow up inside of her. That would have been sweet. All of a sudden, she's giving birth.
Marty, I know you have had this. Jalal, I don't know if you have, but I'm going to ask him first. And if you've also had this, you can pitch in. Is this similar to passing a kidney stone? Was this a similar experience for you?
I did not, but I don't.
A wee little smaller. A wee little smaller than that, yeah.
The pain?
The pain was there. Actually, the pain was worse when it moved into the area, not shooting out the area. Like that's.
I didn't have that, but I did have urine? What's it called? I had a thing pushed up to my pee hole to check my wee-wee, whatever that procedure is called, and that was painful, so I can't even imagine a stone going through that thing.
I had three, so.
Yeah, you got to start drinking better.
I'm doing my best here.
There's got to be a better way to dispose of waste than flesh-eating bacteria. Just feel like that's a death waiting to happen, as we've seen in this movie.
That's the Wuhan lab right there, man.
I was going to say, what are they doing on this ship? I mean, the leprechaun didn't have to do anything for that one. He's like, there's shit going on here.
I thought maybe that's what happened to the doctor at first.
You can literally send it into space.
Yeah.
Just shoot it out. But no, we got to bring in the flesh-eating bacteria to eat it up. It's like...
And of all the things that he could have done to that guy inside there, he just slashes him with a knife again. You know, it just opens it up so he just dies from the flesh-eating material.
Just a coincidence that they had a spacesuit for a midget, even though there's no midgets on the...
He had his own. Yeah. How many sizes do they have on this ship with eight people?
No children, I don't think, on this trip.
It might have been a once, maybe.
Also,
you say no children, but I guarantee you that Kowalski was not using a condom. So, no. I would not.
You don't call him lucky for nothing.
And I would not trust a mitten hand or that creep with my abortion whatsoever.
No, not at all.
Yeah, do you want Harold?
I don't want performing to, especially unconscious. No.
No. Yeah, they're like, would you ever be knocked out? No. Harold's doing this. I want to be wide awake.
I just remember.
But, sir, we're cutting you open. Oh, not with this fucking pervert. I don't know what he's going to be doing.
When you were mentioning cutting open, it reminded me of the scene that he all of a sudden has a green lightsaber. He like kills that one guy. You don't remember that? It's like Star Wars. Like, he's got a green lightsaber. Are you kidding me?
So, we kind of talked about the CGI in this movie, but I think my favorite of the shitty, I don't know if you had a favorite like shitty moment in this movie, but for me personally, it was when they not blew him up, but they made him bigger, the leprechaun. You could tell they did it like on a computer screen.
Dude, it looked like a beta video. Like all of a sudden it went from real clear to like real pixelated.
It was like super pixelated. Like, you know how like when you try and like enlarge a photo on your phone.
Yeah. Or like on your projector screen, make the screen bigger. Yeah. That's all I did.
Yes. That's all I did.
They had a green screen behind it and they just made it really shitty. It was horrible.
Right.
And then after that, it's just all filming him making like little objects around him, making it look, those objects look smaller. You know, he's just in a regular room.
Yeah. Again, it's like they did some stuff like really cool, really good. And then they did some stuff that were just like horrible.
Did you all have a favorite like shitty moment in this movie?
Where do I start?
Was there one that made you laugh the most?
Are you talking about like CGI or that type?
Just any part of the movie that was like so preposterous that it made you.
I loved his sidekick's death when he slammed that, when he made that thing, that plate fall flat in his face. His face looked awesome. That was cool.
I mean, the shit they say you laugh was mitten hand, just the way he talked and everything he said. Like, even at one part, he's like, when he's talking to that Harold guy, his sidekick, and he said, I was beautiful once, or he said something. I was gorgeous once, and then Harold's like, "Really?" He looks at me. He's like, "Shut up!"
In all of these like B movie, schlocky movie, these like you know, like going to be bad movies. It feels like it's like a split, like half the cast feels like they're in on the joke and then half think they're, you know,
in a real movie.
It's in a real movie going, you know, it's the stepping stone to the Oscars. And Warwick Davis is always, you know, he's just like his character's in it for the shits and giggles. But to me, like the mitten hand and his sidekick were like, they knew the assignment. They knew.
Even the brother, what's his name? He seemed like he knew he was joking. Sticks was joking too. But all the other guys, this is like their first film ever. Like they had taken it seriously.
You know? But not Heidi from Home Improvement. This was in the height of Home Improvement too, and she did this movie. So props to her.
She was actually not bad in this movie, man. Needed to get a little bit more.
I was gonna say, out of any of all the people that get naked, she was definitely not gonna be the one. Because I mean, she's.
Yeah,
TV, so.
She's not making enough in this movie for that.
Well, I looked up the main character, Tina, the blonde, and there's nothing.
incognito, I hope.
Undressed, let's say it that way. But well, she didn't really make hardly anything compared to the other two, like that princess, whatever. I forgot her name. I wrote it down. Princess Arena, whatever, Zarina. She did like a lot of those.
Princess Bukkake.
You know, I don't know, bikini wax movie. You know, like... those type of movies, Bikini Wax. Not Bikini Wax. That was kind of stupid to say that, but she did not compared to the other two.
So Hooker, when he was talking about that machine that minute makes everyone small, he goes, "Well, what happens if you need to make it big again?" And he says, "Oh, there's a make things big again button. You know, there's just a button make things big again button."
Hooker, I mean Harold.
Hooker says to Harold. Hooker's asking like, "Well, what, once you make something small, how do you make it big again?" And he's like, "Oh, there's a make a big make things big again button."
A lot of loose ends tighten up in this movie, and there was one that is my favorite. Like they clearly wrote the line after the act. You know, like they had like a scene they shot, and then like, okay, we need dialogue to follow. And that scene is when the princess gets naked. Because it was more of a, okay, we're going to have a scene where she takes her top off. Now, why does she take it off? And then there's just like a 3-minute explanation by the doctor as to why she gets naked.
Oh, yeah. And
Dominia?
Are they from Dominia? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, in Dominia, when they show you your breasts, that means you're going to get instant death or something like that.
It's a death signal. Yeah.
Yeah, unlike in the United States, you know, another reason why we have to love the place we live, because when women show us their breasts in the United States, it's because they're drunk. You know, there's no other reason.
But it's funny because she says, yes. Well, you know, guys, that the women, if they show their breasts, that's a death sentence in Dominia. And of course, which character has to say something like, you know, well, I wonder what kind of anatomy she's going to kill me with. It's like, of course, it sticks. You know, it's like, what?
I got to say, I was pretty considerate of the princess to flash her tits before killing someone. Because I know, like, if I knew that I was about to be murdered, shot to death, like, a woman flashed me her tits, I'd be like, okay, like, 1% better. Yep. I don't want to get shot, but at least, you know, I got to see some tits on the way out.
It's like a last dinner. Last dinner for sure.
You want steak or tits, yeah. Which one would you take?
Last dinner? I would definitely, if I'm on death row.
No, you can only have a steak, like a last dinner, or you can have, you know, any set of tits. Which one do you take?
Well, I'll take dinner. If it's just tits, you know, if it'd be like, if I can have dinner or I can have one last fuck, then I would definitely take the fuck before dinner.
What are you taking? What are you taking food wise that's better than like some tits you have never seen?
I mean, I would. I mean,
he's rubbing dinner. Off to a steak.
So. Yeah,
a
steak dinner. Yeah,
he's gonna kill two birds with one stone.
Yeah, maybe a pig roast. Apple pie for dessert.
Of course, dessert. You'd go with boobs, wouldn't you? Who cares? Because who cares about the food?
Warm apple pie for dessert.
Now, what tits are you taking? Are you taking, you know,
quite like, a choice of who?
Yeah, you can take who.
Oh shit!
Shannon Tweed. That's mine.
1968 Playboy model. We can't go because there's just too many. I mean, plus you go now, do you go 1996? Do you go?
Well, it seems like the Leprechaun just giving out any wish.
I mean, 96, I'll go with Pamela Anderson. But
I've seen Pamela Anderson's, though. That's the thing. Is like, I think I'm going to choose...
Somebody you haven't seen.
Somebody I haven't seen. Like I think I'm going...
Like a teacher or something? Like you've had in the past or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's not name names, but...
Miss Smith.
I'm not saying, like, you know, Rosie O'Donnell. I want to see her.
But Mister.
Yeah. You know what this movie needed? I don't know if you guys agree with me, but I thought this movie needed more running through hallway corridors. I didn't think there was enough of that in this
yeah,
movie.
Right.
You know what else this movie got from the movie Aliens is the dark scenes. You know, every space sci-fi movie's got to have these scenes where you can hardly see shit.
Dark and metal, and that's all you see.
And it don't help for Styx either, because I, you know, he's like fucking run through the hallway, and it's like, wait, is there, what happened to his partner? And then all of a sudden, I realize that his partner bailed out, which wasn't even a guy that bailed out.
Yeah.
Did he have a name, by the way, that guy?
I just call him Christian Bale Jr. I actually don't.
Okay, because there was like two or three times in the scene that he's always like, I mean, he's not my heart and soul, but I was thinking about it because.
Is that Snake Marcus?
Is that right? Or is it Peter or something?
There was a Dan. It was Danny.
Yeah, Danny. Yep, because Leprechaun's like, oh, Danny boy. You know, you say, well, Danny boy. Danny actually, as much as a coward he was. There was many times he's like, I'm out of here. Let's go. Why are we sitting here? You know, why are we here? Hell, you know, with this kind
of, that makes no sense.
Yes, and he kind of left that Styx behind. But you know,
well,
the fact
that they were all not getting paid for the last. Do you hear that? They ran out of money.
Real life? Just...
No. They were, no, I'm saying.
Oh.
They ran out of money, and they're like, we're done. We're not gonna protect this chick anymore. We're out of here. We're done. We're not paid. He's like, you're doing it. And they're like, okay, I guess we'll do it.
Well, I think there was one, again, another throwaway line where he said, like, okay, your contracts are re-upped.
Oh, he did say that?
Yeah, like, again, like, because there was a plot hole, like, why are they still there? And then there was, like, a one-second scene where it was, like, you could tell it was a 80-yard, like it was thrown in, like, because it wasn't showing the mitten hand. It was like you could hear it in the background.
We can re-up them.
Well, yeah. Like you guys were saying before, where they had to like explain, like you knew what was going on, but they had like a 3-minute explanation. They were doing the same thing with this whole pay, like why they weren't getting paid, what month they get paid, the time they're getting paid, they're getting out, you know. It's like, we don't need this, 3 minutes of this.
This movie ripped off like every scene in Alien and Aliens, as we talked about, but it even ripped off scenes unnecessarily when they made the sergeant. What was the name of the? Yeah, sergeant. Or no, not sergeant. It was, who was the main guy? Was he the captain?
You talking about the sergeant?
Yeah, who's the guy? Yeah. The
Hooker.
Hooker?
Master Sergeant Metalhead Hooker.
Metalhead Hooker, yeah. When he dies, it is then shown that he was an android the whole time. And it's like, that's like a thing in the first Alien movie. But then in this movie, it's like, well, it doesn't matter. Like,
we thought he was an android. He had a metal head. What are you talking about?
They just, even like the scenes, they unnecessarily copied Alien like that. It was pretty funny. Anything else you want to talk about, or you want to go into segments?
We can go segments. We can come back if we have to.
Golden Onion.
I just put down white guys dancing. That was my golden onion in this movie.
It was bad.
It not even like just bad, like the bad dancing, but it was just very awkward. Let's put it that way.
My golden onion was finishing everyone. No one finished. And I'm talking about sex in this movie, 100%. There was no finishing whatsoever. Everyone teased. There was just a sexual thing hanging there all movie long, and I never got fulfilled by it, which is... pissed me off.
Can we circle back to the dancing real quick? I just thought of something.
Sure.
Why are they even like doing the foreplay of dancing? Like, you're fucking on this ship. Like, just get to it. Like, I never.
Yeah. Where's this rape scene that we always see in these movies? Come
this
on.
Movie needed one.
I wasn't going there.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I'm just saying it just felt so out of place that it just cuts to like.
Yes.
This fucking dork dancing.
Plus, she was horny as hell, so I was like, you didn't need no foreplay.
It almost dehornied her dancing. Like, it almost.
You didn't even need two plays. She was pretty much good for ready to go.
My golden onion goes to venereal diseases because. Nothing funny about VD.
Well, then, can I just go off of that real quick?
Can we make some VD jokes?
It's my you know, we haven't been doing quotes usually, but my quote is based on when the lightning bolt goes up the guy's pee hole, and I think it's what that black dude goes, "I would give you a round of applause, but I already see you got the clap." <You know?
laughs> Huey Lewis Heart and Soul Award.
I'm gonna go with the DJ who's working the club on the ship. You're dealing with eight people every night. There's two women on that floor, and he's got to play music.
Well, there's only one woman on the floor because they've never met the biologist until that night. So up until then, for 7 years, it's just one woman and six guys.
As a guy who plays music at events, that's horrible to do, man. You gotta get up for that. Sticks.
Do you think
Peter, Danny Boy?
Do you think like,
hey, how's it going?
Home Improvement Heidi was making the rounds, or do you think she was just stuck?
She's definitely making the rounds. You can see that for sure. Everybody's there.
I think
that's
for
why
team morale,
cool,
you have to make the rounds, because I think if you stick to that one guy, then it's going to lead to, you know, bad team chemistry.
It's just not fun, yeah.
You're lead to some friendly fire, I feel like, if you just
you mean like on a set? Was she doing a bunch of dudes? Or
no,
like
in the movie, on the team, on the voyage, on the spaceship.
Oh, I mean on a TV show.
No, she got all she needed from Tim Allen. Yeah, she's fine.
Or the dude across the fence, whatever his name is.
My Huey Lewis was the leprechaun's hand at the very end, giving a middle finger to everybody right while it's flying through space. One last hurrah.
I wrote down two because I didn't know if one of you were going to steal mine, so I always write down like one or two. I first wrote down the director, Brian Trenchard-Smith, for his relentless pursuit to get a nude scene.
He tried.
He had the heart and soul to, yeah, get somebody. He's like, I got to get somebody naked in this movie. The second goes out to the assistant's glasses for not breaking. I don't know what pair he's wearing, but good advertisement for, yeah, it gets his face smashed in. That's true. Glasses stay intact. C word of the movie? Either of you have a C word?
I wrote copyright because they stole from a lot of movies.
I didn't even have a C word. I was still struggling with my C word.
Well, I'll give you one of mine because I have two as well for here.
Oh, that's nice of you.
Yeah, the first one is I'm giving it to Lep. He's a cowboy for his affinity for gunfight.
Mm-hmm.
Unnecessary gunfighting. I think he just a fan of it. My second, both again, the director, Brian Trenchard-Smith, and Tina was her name, the blonde?
Yes.
They are both compromising because clearly you could see that she was not willing to get nude. And the director's like, well, at least give us 2 minutes in your undies. So I, for both of them,
can
I
you wear
give,
a onesie and run around?
So compromising for the two of them. Sequel, prequel, remake?
I didn't write any because I just figured there was 200, I don't know, before and after on this. How many are there, by the way?
Eight.
Eight.
But whoa, only six of them are the actual Leprechaun series. They've done a Leprechaun. Seven's called like Returns, but it's not Warwick Davis. Oh. And then Leprechaun Origins is like a weird movie with like, it's more of like a monster movie with like 10 little leprechauns.
I would say Wizard of Oz 2. And instead of all the munchkins, when it lands, it's just the leprechaun. It's just the leprechaun himself. And he's chasing Dorothy and the Tin Man and all them, going through all this different shit. And at the very end, instead of Oz, it's Middle Hand coming out behind the curtain.
Now that's copyright. Yeah, definitely
not a copyright. Yeah. I stole from Wizard of Oz.
You know, I was trying to think of like what would be a funny sequel to get Warwick Davis a leprechaun, and like what would be a good city. Like, what would be a good situation for a leprechaun to be in? But I was like, oh, yeah, a leprechaun, a guy from Ireland in the sun would be funny. But then I realized the previous movie was in Vegas. But yeah. I guess it was all at night. So I am sending Lep Goes to Africa is the name of my movie, or Lep Goes to Libya, one of the two. You just think of all of the racist jokes that Warwick Davis can get off in that movie.
Not good.
Bring back 1996 VHS movies for sure. How was this person not in this movie?
I was looking for a little quick either William Shatner or Sigourney Weaver. You know, just a little cameo walk out. Maybe she gets the water thrown on her shirt. I don't know, something like that.
I had written down, don't ask me why, but I just figured out now after you just said something, Gene. I had written down Rodney Dangerfield. But then after you said it, I was like, the quips and the jokes, I think that's why I wrote them down, because I could see him in like going back and forth. Like if Rodney was like the bad guy or the professor, and he'd be like, you know, oh, laddie, yes, he, you know, you're missing something. He'd be like, oh, let me tell you something. You know, just like, you, no. You got it bad.
My wife lets me.
My wife. So I think that's, I had Rodney Dangerfield. I'm looking at it. I was like, why the fuck did I put Rodney Dangerfield in? You said something about jokes. I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. That's why I put it down.
You know, when I think of shitty horror movies, especially like shitty 80s, 90s horror movies, I'm like, how is this not in the movie? I always look at two things. Like, was there unnecessary nudity? Check. Was there a token black guy? Check. So this had both of what I was looking for.
It has
so,
a midget. It has everything you need in it, right?
How
really?
Was this? Yeah, it knocked off all of the things you could ask for. Were there user reviews for this movie?
Yeah, let's see what we got here. We have this one is from Starum Braced. You will lose intelligence if you see this movie. Sci-fi guy. The Oscars of Leprechaun movies. Let's see here. A Habit 40. Joel, like this one. Thank God for the princess boobs. and Dr. Real Good. You need to drink a lot of Irish whiskey to watch this.
Well, I have a suggestion, not an actual movie, but a suggestion for our next review, since Gene's going to be in London and out in England there. Why don't we do a British movie when he returns. I think he'd appreciate that. If anyone has any good British ideas, let me know.
Phone Joel. So give me his cell phone number.
I think we should do a British.
Do you guys, would you recommend this movie, Drunk High, Sober?
You always get drunk and high for Leprechaun movies. I think you got to. I mean, I think you got to St. Paddy's Day.
Yes.
Get
late night, come back. Yeah.
Get some green beers and a couple shots of Irish whiskey. A little Jameson. Yes, definitely watch this one high and drunk. Yeah. Or one or the other or both.
I was thinking like maybe like pop an Adderall, because you really have to focus in this movie or else you're going to get, if you miss out on 5-10
oh, yeah,
minutes, you're going to be
don't
lost.
Shit or piss.
If you're going to do all 6 Leprechaun movies, maybe do a little theanine and caffeine and you're going to be really locked in. So.
And that would be fun for a St. Paddy's Day. Just start at 9 a.m. and just start drinking and watching Leprechauns all the way through. I think that might
be a
plan.
We have a listener who has suggested that to me. He wants us to do that. He wants us to like,
iced tea in the hood one. I mean,
so,
come on.
Gene, how many did you see?
It's only about nine
did
hours.
Did you see all of them?
Yeah.
I think that would be fun.
Which is the best one?
3.
Which is Vegas?
Vegas, the one we did.
All right.
One's good, but it's the original. It's not bad. It's good. Good.
3 and 4 is where it's like, okay, let's just get ridiculous with it. Like we got what we need to get from the first two, and then like screw lore, just put them in funny places and have at it. Any other final comments on Leprechaun 4 in space? What did we miss?
The only thing I had written down that we didn't talk about was I said ? Does glitter make you an alien? Because the Princess Irina was basically just a hot-looking babe in a bikini with just, like, glitter and some makeup. Other than that, she was no alien. She was supposed to be an alien, but...
But the best thing about her was that she can heal herself. And we didn't even talk about, like, that. That's just... That would be the coolest part about this chick. Why would... He should just stay with her just for that purpose. Why did he want to kill her? I mean, that would be sweet.
Seems like the leprechaun can heal as well, though. So
yeah, I was going to say, he's broken up in 10,000 pieces every fucking movie, and he comes back, so he doesn't need her.
So he's unkillable.
Yes. Which, like I said, why doesn't he just go get his damn gold or money? He can't get killed, so it's like, I don't, whatever. Jody. I guess you know what this is like when you see a magician and he like makes a plane disappear, and I'm like, shouldn't he be getting a call from the military or something? Like, hey, this guy can fucking make a plane disappear. You might want to talk to him.
Something off about this Copperfield guy.
Yeah, David Blaine's the new head of the military.
Joel, you mentioned like in the beginning of this podcast, like there's no explanation on how a leprechaun got from Vegas to space, but they also don't give us an explanation as to how this princess got chained up at this foreign planet. Who chained her up? Who left her? Why she's there, like,
She's just there, and then and the alien just stumbles, or and then the leprechaun just stumbles upon her. You know, it makes no sense whatsoever. There were so many plot holes in this whole movie.
Okay, we'll see. Any other final comments on Leprechaun 4 in space?
I have nothing on the movie, but I have something. We got our first. No, not our first. I got my first message that was sent to me personally.
Oh, wow.
And it was from a listener. And she, I mean, I can't say what. She actually asked.
We have a female listener.
We have one and a half. No, again, and I think this might have been asked earlier on our podcast, but she goes, oh, do you guys really drink? And I'm going to honestly say yes. Sometimes too much. Gene can attest to that.
I was going to say, anybody who listens to our podcast knows we drink, because half the time we're stumbling and through the whole thing.
Or you can hear me making a drink, which I do all the time. Yes, I mean, me and Joel have imbibed a little bit. Gene, once in a while.
He's got to keep the wheels on the train here.
I told her there's many times we haven't drank, or a few times we haven't drank, but there was gummies involved.
So, I was going to say, when do we not drink?
No, I'm just joking.
Even when there's gummies involved, we're drinking.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, tonight I did imbibe in a half of one, and spot now, that's for sure.
I did too.
Is that why you're getting off tangent here?
we're gonna start talking about.
Give me that like fucking look.
We're gonna start talking about dead shows pretty soon here.
Oh yeah, and I also had a note apologizing for last week. If there's any kind of like bad audio, we ran into a little problem, which happens once in a while. So we apologize for that, and hopefully this pod sounds better.
Not anymore.
Any other final comments about this movie or life in general, apparently?
No, Gene, have fun in the UK, man.
Yeah, fun. What's your plans besides?
No.
He's going to read. He's going to relive Green Street Hooligans is what he's going to do.
He just hit his computer because he was looking at something for the trip, and he just like bailed out of it. So I don't know if he's looking up hookers in UK or something.
Okay. But.
Okay.
Cut the show. We don't have a movie yet because this was kind of impromptu. Yeah. We'll figure some out. Maybe we'll do another live show when I get back.
So. Sounds great.
Anything else?
Happy St. Patty's Day.
Happy St. Pat's, everybody. Peace out.
I hail from down in County Cork. I'm really mild and tame. I'm an easygoing leprechaun. I'm happy through and through. Unless you steal me pot of gold, then this is what I'll do. I'll cut out your liver and tie up your mom, then naked we'll misbehave. I'll stick a shiv in your father's arse and whiz all over his grave. I'll slice your heart into tiny bits and feed them to me snake. I'll sneak into your grandma's house and beat her with a rake. I'll pull out your teeth and gouge your eyes and crush your skull with a rock. I'll bend your sister over a table and slip her all of me love. I'll pinch your nipples and shave your cat and waterboard your dog. I'll munch you from behind until you squeal just like a hog. I'll drink the last of the milk from the fridge and put the container...